Our general manager decided, and she has created a great deal of tension at the station in an almost precedent-setting way, to disregard the committee's vote. And it probably is for personal reasons, simply because I do have a history of calling it as I see it. I've never been afraid of anyone, really. And I never temper my remarks to suit the moment. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You'll just have to live with it. You're wrong. And the word wrong has come out of my mouth many times, directed at the general manager. And also, I'm a vigorous shop steward, so I'm very proud of being a shop steward. Vote union, every time. So it may have been, in fact, I'm absolutely sure that it was a very personal decision. And so Bernard was appointed, not elected, but appointed. And the sad thing here is that at a moment when you would think people are conscious enough to understand the ramifications of their stupidity, you would think that they would think very clearly before they take aberrant action. But that clearly was not the case. And, you know, I'm fine. People were involved. How are you? I'm great. I'm doing just fine. Bernard, I hope will come through this, but the atmosphere has been tainted. Has been tainted because, again, people have gone through a process. And even if the process, even if after the process, the recommended candidate was not the candidate that the general manager desired, you deal with it differently. You don't do it this way, because now you heap upon an innocent person, the new program director, you taint the atmosphere in which he also is to work. And that is not the best way to work. But it's part of the internal contradictions that we constantly have to deal with. And hopefully people will be mature enough to deal with them in a forthright way. I know in my own head that there comes a time when you understand that there's, you know, there's just no middle ground. Something is either right or wrong. And you have to decide whether you will take a principled position or whether you would be an accommodationist. I'm not an accommodationist. And so, I'm fine. I'm really great. So, my job, as I see it, is to continue doing good work. That's primary in my head. To do solid work because it withstands the test of time and it continues a tradition. Nothing that we've ever achieved, either as individuals or as a people, has come easy. And so it's just a test. It's not even a real test. It's just a minor irritation. And what you do is you get over it and you keep moving. While people may be consumed with titles or with chicanery, and I'm just going ahead doing my programming and having a blast. So that's what I intend to do. It's for the same reason that I do not compete for prizes of any sort. I just don't. Because my prize, I get every day. I get my prize every day when some people say to me, you know, I really enjoyed that program. Can I get a tape of that program? I want my students to hear that. That's the reward. And it is about not placing yourself first, but placing principle first, placing the ideal. The ideal is very important to hold on to, because when you are true to an ideal, you're just absolutely unstoppable. You have to hold on to an ideal. And that's it. Those who compromise themselves just simply will have to deal with that. But it is not something that I worry about. I just don't worry about it. I keep moving. And, let the minor irritations bother somebody else. They don't bother me at all. Because in the scheme of things, it is as significant as a fly on the butt of an elephant. So it doesn't bother me at all. But that does not mean, if you wish to express your outrage or your perturbance, please do feel free to do so. Because you are members of WBAI, and I really believe it is a community radio station. And I know for a fact that without black support, this station would not survive. It hurts all the more that the general manager, titularly, is black. And so, but these again are points of contradiction. Not everything black is beautiful, and and this is where we are. Which leads me, interestingly enough, to the subject at hand.